This week, the question is, why don't we all see the Bible alike? Look around your neighborhood and see all the different kinds of churches. Isn't it evident that people don't see the Bible alike? Why are so many different churches teaching so many different things and all claiming that they're following just the Bible? There's only one true God, one Lord, one Holy Spirit, one faith, one baptism, one body, and one hope. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. Jesus prayed that all believers would be united. John 17, 21. The Apostle Paul pleaded that there would be no divisions among the Lord's people. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Why then don't we all see the Bible alike and have unity? One reason men do not see the Bible alike is because of different attitudes toward the Bible. First, some have the idea that the Bible cannot be understood. They believe the Bible is beyond human comprehension. If this theory is true, then we are all hopelessly lost because we must do what the Bible says in order to be saved. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." If we must do the Father's will in order to be saved, but we cannot understand his will, it follows that we are hopelessly lost. Number two, some people think the Bible is not meant to be understood alike. But this would make God a respecter of persons. He would be saving one man in a certain way and another man in a different fashion. But the Bible clearly teaches that when God speaks, he speaks to all people alike. In Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35, Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." Since God is no respecter of persons, he will require the same thing from every man. He will not require one man to be baptized and then require something less from another man. There are a thousand ways to misunderstand the Bible, but there is only one way to understand it. And if people understand the Bible, they will of necessity understand it alike. Another reason people do not understand the Bible alike is because of the influence of their parents. Most children today refuse to follow the lead of their parents in standards of morality, courtship, and ideals. They consider their parents old-fashioned and out of date. They refuse to dress like their parents or live like their parents. But when it comes to religion, they follow their parents regardless of what the Bible may say. It's a tragic thing when people put their parents above Jesus. The Lord said in Matthew 10, verse 37, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Our parents shall have to answer someday for what they have done, but we shall answer to God for what we ourselves have done. We must put the Lord first and follow him, not our parents. A third reason why men do not see the Bible alike is because people use different rules of Bible study. Number one, some think that anything is acceptable in religion as long as the Bible does not specifically forbid it. Number two, others believe that only those things which are revealed in the Bible may be practiced. Of these two basic philosophies, which one is right? Surprisingly, the Scriptures tell us exactly which method to use and which method is wrong. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the Bible says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Do you see the point of this passage? Those secret things which God did not say anything about belong to the Lord, and we may not presume upon his silence and do those things. But those things which are revealed, we may safely do and expect a blessing from God. For example, even though the New Testament does not specifically condemn the use of mechanical instruments of music, they are wrong because instrumental music was not revealed to the New Testament church. On the other hand, we may safely use vocal or a cappella singing because this practice was revealed in Ephesians 5 verse 19. Again, even though the New Testament does not specifically condemn the practice of sprinkling for baptism, it is wrong because sprinkling has not been revealed to the New Testament church. Instead, the church today must practice immersion only in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of sins, because this is exactly what has been revealed, Matthew 28 verse 19 and Acts 2 verse 38. There are many reasons why men see the Bible differently, but there is one more prominent reason I would like to share with you before closing. Many people do not see the Bible alike because they refuse to submit to the authority of God. This is a sad, but it's a true statement. Many preachers know that 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 and 35, forbids women from speaking in the assemblies of the church. But that's an unpopular thing to say nowadays. Church membership would fall off if preachers taught that passage. So in order to have big crowds, they must interpret the Bible in such a way so that 1 Corinthians 14, 34, and 35 means nothing at all. Rather than accepting the plain meaning of the passage, they must twist the passage so that it means nothing at all. Rather than submitting to the Bible must submit to them. And so for this reason, we do not all understand the Bible alike. Again, many preachers know that Mark 16, verse 16, requires both belief and baptism in water in order for a sinner to be saved. But this is also unpopular. Church membership would fall off if preachers taught the plain meaning of that passage. So, to maintain large crowds, they must interpret the Bible so that baptism means nothing at all. They must twist the scriptures so as to make baptism an option rather than a command. They say, you can get baptized if you wish, but you can refrain if you choose. The basic problem is that men refuse to submit to God, and they insist that God submit to them and accept them on their own terms. My friend, these are just some of the reasons why we do not see the Bible alike. As long as men refuse to submit to God and forsake their own ways, men will always see the Bible differently. But when men deny themselves and submit to the Lord, they will see the Bible alike and there will be unity. In Psalm 133, verse 1, the Bible says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity."